Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about landlord liability insurance and why many investors choose liability limits of $1 million or more per property. Today, we're diving into umbrella insurance, what it is, how it works, how much it costs, and whether it may be appropriate as part of your overall risk management strategy. By the end of this episode, you'll understand how umbrella insurance works and whether it may be appropriate as part of your overall risk management strategy. Let's start with the basics. What is umbrella insurance? What is umbrella insurance? Umbrella insurance is a type of liability insurance that provides additional coverage above your underlying insurance policies. Think of it as an extra layer of protection that sits on top of your property insurance, auto insurance, and other liability policies. When a claim exceeds the limits of your underlying policy, your umbrella policy may kick in to cover the excess. For example, let's say you have $1 million in liability coverage on a rental property. A tenant's guest is seriously injured on your property and sues you for $2 million. Your property insurance pays its $1 million limit. Your umbrella policy may pay the additional $1 million, subject to policy terms. Without the umbrella policy, you could be personally liable for that additional $1 million. Umbrella insurance may help protect personal assets from covered liability claims, though state laws vary regarding judgment collection and asset protection. How umbrella insurance works. Umbrella insurance is called umbrella because it covers multiple underlying policies under one umbrella. A typical umbrella policy provides coverage above your rental property liability insurance across all your properties, your personal auto insurance, your homeowner's insurance on your primary residence, your boat or RV insurance if you have those, any other liability policies you have. The umbrella policy doesn't replace these underlying policies, it supplements them. Underlying coverage requirements vary by insurer. You must maintain minimum underlying coverage limits to qualify for an umbrella policy. When a claim occurs, your underlying policy pays first up to its limit. Then your umbrella policy may pay any amount above that, up to the umbrella policy's limit, subject to policy terms. Coverage amounts and costs. Umbrella policies typically provide $1 to $5 million in additional coverage, though higher limits are available. The cost is often quite affordable compared to the protection provided. A $1 million umbrella policy typically costs $250 to $400 per year. A $2 million policy costs $400 to $600 per year. A $5 million policy costs $600 to $1,000 per year. Premiums vary based on location, insurer, claims history, number of properties, and other underwriting factors. Think about that. For less than $1,000 per year in many cases, you can add $5 million in liability protection across your entire portfolio and personal life. That can represent extraordinary value. Compare this to the cost of increasing underlying coverage. Going from $1 million to $2 million in coverage on each property might cost several hundred dollars per property per year. If you have 10 properties, that could be several thousand dollars per year. An umbrella policy providing an additional $1 to $5 million across all properties often costs a fraction of that. What umbrella insurance covers? Umbrella insurance covers the same types of liability as your underlying policies, including bodily injury liability, injuries to others on your property or caused by your actions. Property damage liability, damage you cause to others' property. Some umbrella policies may include personal injury coverage, such as libel, slander, or defamation, subject to policy terms. Legal defense costs, attorney fees, court costs, and other legal expenses. Some umbrella policies also provide coverage for liability claims that aren't covered by your underlying policies, subject to a self-insured retention. The self-insured retention only applies in certain situations, when the umbrella covers a claim not covered by an underlying policy. It's not universal. For example, if you're sued for defamation, which might not be covered by your landlord policy, your umbrella policy might cover it after you pay a self-insured retention, typically $10,000 to $25,000, subject to policy terms. This may provide an extra layer of protection for gaps in your underlying coverage. What umbrella insurance doesn't cover? Umbrella insurance typically does not cover intentional acts or criminal behavior, damage to your own property, liability assumed under a contract, unless the liability would exist without the contract, business or professional liability. You may need separate commercial liability or errors and omissions insurance for business activities. Liability related to properties or vehicles not listed on the policy. It's important to understand these exclusions and ensure you have appropriate coverage for any gaps. Real-world scenarios where umbrella insurance may provide value. Let me share some scenarios that demonstrate the potential value of umbrella insurance. These are illustrative examples. Scenario 1. Multi-million dollar injury claim. You own a duplex. A tenant's guest slips on ice in the driveway, falls, and suffers a severe spinal injury resulting in permanent paralysis. Medical expenses exceed $1 million. Lost lifetime earnings are estimated at $2 million. Pain and suffering and loss of quality of life add another $2 million. Total claim, $5 million. Your property insurance has $1 million in liability coverage. It pays its limit. If covered under your umbrella policy, it may pay an additional amount up to its limits. Without the umbrella policy, you could be liable for the excess. Scenario 2. Auto accident involving rental property. You're driving to one of your rental properties to meet a contractor. You run a red light and cause a serious accident. Multiple people are injured. Total medical expenses and damages exceed $2 million. Your auto insurance has $500,000 in liability coverage. It pays its limit. If covered under your umbrella policy, it may cover the additional amount, subject to policy terms. Without the umbrella policy, you could be personally liable for the excess. Scenario 3. Wrongful eviction lawsuit. You evict a tenant for non-payment of rent. The tenant sues you for wrongful eviction, claiming you violated proper eviction procedures and caused them emotional distress and financial harm. The court finds in favor of the tenant and awards them $800,000 in damages. If covered under the applicable policies, your landlord policy and umbrella policy may provide coverage, subject to policy limits and terms. Wrongful eviction coverage varies widely by policy, so it's important to understand what your specific policies cover. Scenario 4. Defamation claim. A former tenant leaves a negative review online. You respond publicly, disputing their claims and calling them dishonest. The former tenant sues you for defamation, claiming your statements damaged their reputation and caused them to lose a job opportunity. They seek $1 million in damages. Your landlord policy may not cover defamation claims, but some umbrella policies may provide coverage, subject to a self-insured retention, typically $10,000 to $25,000, and policy terms. You may pay the first $10,000. Your umbrella policy may cover the rest, up to its limits, if covered. Without the umbrella policy, you could be personally liable for the entire claim if not covered elsewhere. Who may benefit from umbrella insurance? Many real estate investors choose umbrella insurance because it can provide significant additional liability protection. It may be especially valuable if you own multiple rental properties. More properties may mean more liability exposure. Have significant personal assets to protect. If you have substantial equity in properties, savings, or investment accounts, umbrella coverage may be appropriate. Have high income. Depending on applicable law, future wages or other assets may be subject to collection. High earners may have more to protect. Own properties with higher liability exposure, swimming pools, trampolines, older buildings, multiple units. Have teenage drivers in your household. Auto accidents are a major source of liability claims. Serve on boards or engage in volunteer activities that could expose you to liability. If any of these apply to you, umbrella insurance may be worth considering. Even if none of these apply, many investors find umbrella insurance to be a cost-effective way to add another layer of liability protection. How much umbrella coverage do you need? The amount of umbrella coverage you need depends on your total assets and liability exposure. One common guideline is to consider umbrella limits that reflect your assets and potential liability exposure. If your net worth is $2 million, some investors choose at least $2 million in umbrella coverage. This may help ensure that even a substantial liability claim doesn't threaten your wealth. For real estate investors, many choose at least $1 million in umbrella coverage as a baseline, even if their net worth is lower. As your portfolio grows and your net worth increases, you may want to increase your umbrella coverage accordingly. Many investors carry $3 to $5 million in umbrella coverage once their portfolio reaches significant size. Many investors choose higher limits after evaluating their overall risk profile. Underlying coverage requirements. To qualify for an umbrella policy, insurers require you to maintain minimum underlying coverage limits. Underlying coverage requirements vary by insurer. Typical requirements may include at least $300,000 to $500,000 in liability coverage on each rental property. At least $250,000 to $500,000 in auto liability coverage per accident. At least $300,000 to $500,000 in homeowners liability coverage. These requirements ensure that your underlying policies absorb the first layer of liability before the umbrella policy kicks in. If your underlying coverage is below these minimums, you'll need to increase it before you can purchase an umbrella policy. The good news is that increasing underlying coverage to meet these requirements is often affordable, although costs vary by insurer and location. And the umbrella policy provides far more additional coverage at often lower incremental cost. How to purchase umbrella insurance? Purchasing umbrella insurance is straightforward. First, contact your current insurance agent or broker. Many insurers that provide auto and homeowners insurance also offer umbrella policies. Bundling your umbrella policy with your other insurance often results in discounts. Second, provide information about your assets and liability exposure. Number of rental properties, vehicles, boats, etc. The insurer will assess your risk and provide a quote. Third, ensure your underlying coverage meets the insurer's requirements. If not, increase your underlying coverage first. Fourth, review the policy terms carefully. Understand what's covered, what's excluded, and any self-insured retentions. Fifth, purchase the policy and maintain it continuously. Don't let it lapse. Umbrella insurance versus excess liability insurance. You might hear the terms umbrella insurance and excess liability insurance used interchangeably, but definitions may vary among insurers. Excess liability insurance typically provides additional coverage above a specific underlying policy. For example, excess coverage above your auto insurance. Umbrella insurance typically provides additional coverage above multiple underlying policies, your auto, homeowners, and rental property policies. Umbrella insurance also often provides broader coverage, including some claims not covered by underlying policies. For real estate investors, umbrella insurance is often the better choice because it covers your entire portfolio and personal life under one policy. Common misconceptions about umbrella insurance. Let me address some common misconceptions. Misconception 1. I don't have enough assets to need umbrella insurance. Even if your current net worth is modest, umbrella insurance may protect your future earnings. Depending on applicable law, future wages or other assets may be subject to collection. If you're a high earner, your future income may be at risk. Umbrella insurance may help protect both current assets and future earnings. Misconception 2. My LLC protects me, so I don't need umbrella insurance. LLCs do not eliminate all personal liability and may not protect owners if legal formalities are not maintained. Even with LLCs, you can still face personal liability in many situations. Umbrella insurance provides an additional layer of protection beyond your LLCs. Misconception 3. Umbrella insurance is too expensive. Umbrella insurance is often one of the most affordable forms of insurance relative to the coverage provided. For a few hundred dollars per year in many cases, you get millions in additional protection. That's often a modest cost compared to the potential financial consequences of a major lawsuit. Misconception 4. I'll just increase my underlying coverage instead. Increasing underlying coverage on each property is often far more expensive than an umbrella policy. An umbrella policy may provide more coverage across all properties at a fraction of the cost. Misconception 5. I've never been sued, so I don't need it. Most people never expect to be sued until it happens. Lawsuits can arise from unexpected situations: a freak accident, a disgruntled tenant, an auto accident. Umbrella insurance is protection against the unexpected. Many investors choose not to wait until they need it to get it. Umbrella insurance and asset protection strategy. Umbrella insurance can be a valuable component of a comprehensive asset protection strategy. It works in conjunction with other protections. LLCs and legal entities may help protect your personal assets from business liabilities. Adequate underlying insurance provides the first layer of liability coverage. Umbrella insurance provides additional coverage above your underlying policies. Cash reserves provide a financial buffer for deductibles and uninsured losses. Together, these may create a more robust asset protection system. Don't rely on any single protection. Consider using multiple layers to enhance your security. Your action plan. This week, I want you to do three things. First, if you don't currently have an umbrella policy, get quotes from at least two insurers. Provide information about your rental properties, vehicles, and other assets. Compare coverage amounts and costs. Second, review your underlying coverage to ensure it meets the requirements for an umbrella policy. If your underlying coverage is below the minimums, consider increasing it. Third, evaluate whether an umbrella policy may be appropriate for your situation based on your assets, liability exposure, and risk tolerance. Consult with your insurance professional to determine what makes sense for you. Final thoughts. Umbrella insurance can be one of the most cost-effective investments you can make as a real estate investor. For a few hundred dollars per year in many cases, you may get millions of dollars in additional liability protection across your entire portfolio and personal life. It may help protect your properties, your savings, your home, and your future earnings from substantial liability claims. Many real estate investors choose umbrella insurance because it can provide significant additional liability protection. If you don't have one, consider getting quotes this week and evaluating whether it's appropriate for your situation. If you already have one, review your coverage amount and consider whether adjustments may be appropriate as your portfolio grows. Many investors find umbrella insurance to be a cost-effective way to add another layer of liability protection. Evaluate whether it makes sense as part of your asset protection strategy. Tomorrow, we're diving into legal entity structures, LLCs, trusts, and how different legal structures may help support your asset protection strategy. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.